turn. Give me liberty or give me death.
We will not falter.
And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
And we will not fail.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! Free at
last! Freedom ring!
And now, Common Sense makes a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Peter Heck Radio Show.
Here on the Peter Hegg Radio Show for another day. Great to have you with us. PeterPeterHegg.com, our Smart Murder Greentown inbox, PeterPeterHegg.com. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow on the show, it'll be the first hour. May not be this first segment because I got things I'm sure I want to talk about to start off the show. But then, come that second segment probably, I want to get to some important information about this radio program. Some exciting information Well, just some stuff we got to talk about, stuff we got to discuss. All right, we'll have a clearing of the air, a catharsis. We'll have a airing of grievances. So I'll see if Chris can come back for that. He always enjoys the airing of grievances. No, not too many grievances to be aired tomorrow, but that's that's tomorrow on the show, an important day. I know it's always Mailbag Friday, but I'm gonna dominate that first hour because there's stuff I got to talk about, stuff I got to discuss, stuff we gotta deal with. I don't know if you caught it at the end of the program yesterday. I heard this during the CBS. I had one ear open as I was working on things here in the studio after the show was over. I hear the CBS News report that AshleyMadison.com, now, I don't usually like to say that name, and I won't say it again, because I certainly don't want to give anybody any ideas, but it's a website that is designed for married people to discreetly find someone to have an affair with. I mean, that's their slogan, life short, have an affair. It's about as despicable as it gets, to be completely honest. But they're very proud of their work. They're very proud of what they do. And they advertise all over the place. Sad that a place like this can stay in business. Although I'm sure much of it are they're desperate single people that are pretending to be married so that they can, do what they do. Somebody that goes on that website surely has to know that they are opening themselves up for, well, who knows what. They're opening themselves up to be a special on Lifetime someday. A Lifetime Movie Network special. But anyway, this website, this organization, has put up a billboard down in South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is the state of the ex-governor, Mark Sanford. And you will, I'm sure, remember Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford used to be the governor. He is the one that committed adultery in office, exchanged these emails, apparently went down on some trip and met this lady. Was she Argentina? Is that where she was from? And, they were star-crossed lovers. And never mind the whole family thing. And never mind the kids. This was his heart. He had to be true to his heart. So committed adultery, which is a sin that has entrapped a lot of people, lies about it, uses tax dollars to be able to fund some of the trips. I mean, just really bad stuff. You would think it would end his political career, but he came back and now is running for Congress. And the Republicans picked him. It was like a, I don't know, like a five-way race or something like that. The Republicans picked him. Now, I believe that there is a conservative alternative that has now entered the race. I don't know if it's right in. I don't know exactly how it is. Basically, it's ensuring that the third party, the third party person's ensuring that the Democrat's going to win. By the way, that's not me condemning the third party for jumping in. How ignorant are Republicans? And it's not that I don't believe in forgiveness. It's not my place to forgive Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford didn't hurt me. Mark Sanford hurt his family. Me not wanting Mark Sanford to be in office is not because I don't forgive him. I don't have anything to forgive him for. It's up to his family to forgive him. I'm not compelled here by any Christian conviction to vote for this guy or want him in Congress or think that he has any place. And if I say, look, if you're going to lie to, well, not only your family, if you're going to betray those that you supposedly love and care a great deal about, while at the same time betraying those that entrusted you to the office by using tax dollars in a way that was completely inappropriate, if you're going to do that, I'm not going to trust you again. It's called the public trust for a reason. And once you break the trust, you broke the trust. If we were a country of 10 people, then I'd say, okay, maybe we got to give you another shot. But we got a few people to choose from. So no, I don't have any problem at all with the third party challenge. It serves the Republicans right for being idiots and picking this guy to run. But I will tell you what's just as frustrating to me. What's just as frustrating is to watch all of the attacks that the liberal Democrats are leveling against him. Who do these people think they are? That's what I want to know. Now, sorry, I never finished up with the website. They put up a billboard down there that has his picture on it and says, you know, get onto our website and find your running mate. Something like that. So everybody having fun at Mark Sanford's expense. Now, Mark Sanford has subjected himself to that. If he was under the delusion that he could run for public office and this not come up, what does he think he is, a Democrat? Because that's the only way that this would have been swept under the rug, is if Mark Sanford would have come out and changed his party affiliation and adopted liberal politics, become a champion for gay rights and abortion rights and all of that, then all of this adultery stuff would be swept under the rug. Which is why I ask of the Democrats that are blasting Mark Sanford, his opponent, that Colbert Bush lady. That's her last name. It's a hyphenated. Colbert Bush. I don't know her first name. But is it Elizabeth? Oh, how classic is that? Why is it classic? I'm going to get to that in 1 second. Elizabeth Colbert Bush. Yeah. I don't even know why I brought her up. See, you've completely distracted me. Why did I bring her up? I don't know now. I don't know. Let me get back to Sanford. Sanford thought that he could run for office and it not come up. Then he's smoking crack. So it's come up, but I'm sitting here looking at the Democrats and saying, really? You guys are going to blast somebody for his moral failings in office? Well, isn't that interesting? The party that lined up almost unanimously behind Bill Clinton's adultery in office with an intern? You folks, the party that lined up and never wanted to know what John Edwards was doing, visiting his mistress in a hotel, cheating on a wife who was dying of cancer? I mean, come on. I've heard of not having the moral high ground. I don't think you got even the moral low ground. I don't think you have any moral ground at all. A party whose favorability ratings go up for a president who commits adultery while in office, and his approval rating goes up? Don't talk to me about how you're outraged that Mark Sanford would cheat on his wife. There's an ad that's being run by a Democrat super PAC down there. Jennifer Stark of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. She's a female attorney who says she's a Republican, of course. This is what she says. I used to be for Mark Sanford, but not anymore. He skipped town to be with his mistress on Father's Day. Sanford even asked his wife for permission to have an affair and wasted our taxpayer dollars on himself. I really was disappointed when I heard the extent to which he betrayed our trust. I was mortified, angry, embarrassed, betrayed. I'm a Republican, but Mark Sanford doesn't share our values. Okay. Couple things to say about this. It was revolting what Mark Sanford did, but you were mortified, angry, you were embarrassed. I maybe a little over the top, like it had been written by a Democrat super PAC. And as far as skipping town to be with his mistress on Father's Day, really, a Democrat super PAC's going to run that? When you got your boy from the Carolinas? Mr. Edwards? That's why I said it was ironic that Colbert Bush's name is Elizabeth. John Edwards, whose wife Elizabeth was dying of cancer and he was having children with his mistress? I mean, which one is worse, if you really want to boil it down there? They're both acts of adultery, but why is it that Democrats... Listen, I don't want to downplay what Mark Sanford did, and it serves the Republicans right to have to endure these kinds of ads for ever picking him. But Democrats, you liberals, you're really going to throw the adultery card? Do you remember what you said about all of the Republicans that got worked up about Bill Clinton? Well, it's just sex. Where's that attitude now? When Democrats do this, it's a personal matter. It doesn't affect the way that they do their job. And bringing it up, well, that's just too personal. It's too negative. I mean, how many times did Bill Clinton get busted for affairs and, I mean, even accused of rape when he was the governor of Arkansas? When those topics came up during the 1992 presidential election, do you not remember how the media reacted? It's funny, looking at all of these news organizations, CNN, they didn't pick up on any hypocrisy here of the Democrats. MSNBC, this, they totally missed it. The AP, here's what the AP said. Sanford can't seem to escape attacks on the extramarital affair that derailed his political career, which he hopes to revive in a special congressional election that is now a week away. Well, first of all, well, but no mention of the hypocrisy of Democrats. Rachel Weiner over at the Washington Post said this: Colbert Bush has shown herself to be a serious challenger, and Democratic ads have repeatedly made a case against Sanford on ethics grounds. In that context, criticism of his personal behavior might not seem so desperate. Well, thank you. Thank you for confirming it's not desperate in your estimation. Jeez. I'm glad these media types are here to tell us what is desperate, what's not desperate, what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. This is great. Big bunch of frauds. No, I'm not excusing what Sanford did. I wouldn't support him. I wouldn't trust him. I'm just saying it is beyond hypocritical for the party of Bill Clinton and the party of John Edwards to go out and those are just two of the more high-profile ones, to go out and run ads throwing the adultery card around. Really? You're going to throw the adultery card out? Since when was adultery a bad thing on the left? Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at the American Family Association of Indiana. AFAIN.net is the website. Go to AFAIN.net, AFAIN.net. get more information on who they are and what they're doing now that the session is over in Indianapolis. That doesn't mean that the work is done at the American Family Association of Indiana. Micah just turned out another great weekly email keeping you informed of pressing issues that are going on. He'll keep you informed also of what's taking place in the summer committees where these Indiana lawmakers discuss issues of importance. And obviously with the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage likely to be rendered and Indiana having this marriage amendment waiting in the wings, I'm sure there'll be much to discuss there. You need to be tapped into the best voice on conservative politics and pro-family agenda in the state of Indiana. That's the American Family Association of Indiana, afain.net, afain.net. Check them out today. Also, thanks to our friends over at Creative Financial Center, cfcadvisors.com, mcowens.com is where you can find information there online. Of course, you can also go and visit them, 2704 South Goyer Road. If you need help budgeting, if you need help with retirement plans, if you need assistance saving up and you know knowing where to invest, all of those things, maybe you need help with estate planning. I've got a great estate planning attorneys over there as well. Maybe it's real estate. I don't know what it is that you're looking for financial investment advice and assistance with. But I can tell you that CFC's undoubtedly got the answer. Get over there and check them out. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. Okay, more to come on the Peter Hegg Radio Show. I talked about Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah, a little bit yesterday. More on that next.